So we'll say this. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. This is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Writes, Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lakol, Liyochid Ularabim V'Uketz Mechilu Slicha Liyisrael. So Yom Kippur ultimately again is a time of Tshuva for everyone, for individuals, for the collective. L'ficha Chayovin HaKol La'asos Tshuva U'Bisfadas Yom Kippur. Therefore, I'll say there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to go ahead and do Tshuva and to do Vidui on Yom Kippur. U'mitzvahs Vidui Yom HaKippurim. So the mitzvah of confession on Yom Kippur. She'yaschil me'erev hayom kodem she'yochal. So what's that interesting halacha? So we know that we start Vidui, again, in Tefillah, already by Mincha. You could say, of course, we do Vidui as part of Slichos. We've been doing it for a while already. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Vidui begins today. Technically speaking, the mitzvah of Vidui begins on Yom Kippur. What the Rambam's telling us is, we begin Vidui already today. And we begin it today, Dafka by Mincha. And we know there's a concept of davening Mincha before the Suda Mafsekes. Why do we go ahead and start Vidui before the Suda? And the Rambam says something amazing. We're familiar with this idea. Shema Yechanek B'Suda Kodem She'yisvada. I don't like very optimistic Rambam, but the Rambam says, because one may choke during the Suda, and not get a chance to do Vidui. So what the Rambam essentially sounds like he's saying is, you might die during the Suda, and therefore we don't want to leave it to chance that you're going to die before you go ahead and you do Tshuva. Therefore we have you do Tshuva already by Mincha before Mincha before Yom Kippur. Now the Lechem Mishnah already picks up on this Rambam, and the Lechem Mishnah says the following. The Lechem Mishnah says, "Turn up on the mitzvahs vidu erev Yom Kippur." So the Lechem Mishnah is quoting from the Gemara. This Gemara appears in Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Aval Amru Chachamim Yisvade Kodim Shiyochav Yishta Shema Yeara Davar Kilkala Bisudaso. Because the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't say that we start doing vidui ultimately again before the Suda, lest you choke. That's not the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Shema ye'are davar kilkala. Maybe something will go wrong during the Suda. And in fact, he quotes the Rif who says, Shema titshov daito alav. It's very important. You know, sometimes people get confused between the Suda Mafsekes before Tishah B'Av and the Suda Mafsekes before Yom Kippur. They are dramatically different meals. They're both called Suda Mafsekes because that's just a descriptive term, that it's a last meal. But I also remember the Suda before Tishah B'Av is a mournful Suda. The Suda before Yom Kippur is a celebratory Suda. Therefore, again, what could you have at that Suda if you choose wine? So also what the Rif is saying is there's a concern. What's the concern? That your Suda Mafsekes could get a bit too labedic. And what happened? It has happened that a person doesn't make it to shul that night because the Suda, not planting any ideas, but that the Suda was a little too good. Shema Titchov Daito, we're concerned that you're going to get a little too labedic in the Suda and you're not going to end up doing Vidui that night. Therefore, in order to ensure that what? In order to ensure that you have proper vidui, so we go ahead and we say, start vidui already from Erev Yom Kippur, because we're davening mincha before the Suda. So the Shaila is obvious. Rambam, where do you get this from? Right? What do you mean, say? Now again, it could be this simple answer is, the way the Rambam understood, Shema Titchav Daito, Besuda, literally means that maybe a person is going to choke, and Chas Shalom die. That could be the way the Rambam understood the Gemara. But what a strange interpretation. Perhaps the Rambam's teaching us is like this, Rosan. You know, that the beauty of any new year, is that it's filled with so much promise, and so many opportunities. And hopefully, Rosan, I hope that all of us have begun to dream big and to have beautiful ideas for what we want to accomplish and beautiful ideas for what we want to be. And if you haven't dreamt any dreams, it's okay. It's not too late. It's not too late. You know, there's a lot of time in shul over the next day, if you didn't hear. There's a lot of time in shul. And the truth is, if we're honest, most of us can't pay attention to the machzor the entire time. The Bali Tila have to. Right? But most of us zone out at different points in time. So instead of going ahead and, you know, bringing reading material, like, always amazing. I feel like I need to take this up with the OU, how they always come out with new issues of Jewish action before the Yomim Noraim. Do me a favor, don't come out with new issues of Jewish action before Yomim Noraim. Right? Because, again, it's like, lift my Iver Losite Michshal. You know, you don't need reading material. I'll tell you why you don't need reading material, I will say. Because if you zone out, all you need to do is close your eyes and just ask yourself, what do I want to do this year? What do I want to be this year? What am I just... And it's okay. It's okay to space out in shul if you're thinking about who you want to be and what you want to be and what you want to build and what you want to accomplish. Because that's not spacing out. That's ultimately utilizing your time properly on the Yomim Noraim. We have dreams. We have aspirations. So we'll say, but I say to myself, I've had dreams and aspirations like every single Yom Noroi. And if I'm honest with myself, what happens? What happens? Somehow I just get derailed. People say, how does it get derailed? Because, you know, sometimes what ends up happening is you go and you're with a vitality and a vigor, and then kind of life gets in the way. This Sa'uda gets in the way, and I choke. And I choke. I begin all of my life aspirations. I hit a bump in the road, and I just simply get derailed and can't get back on track. When Chazal say over here that we're concerned that you're going to sit down in the Suda and Shema Tetarev Daito, what does that mean? I'm a big boy. I'm not going to drink too much at the Suda Mafsekes. I'm not going to drink at all at the Suda Mafsekes. What does the Rambam mean when he says you're going to choke? People say, no, we have a general principle in Halacha of Lemisa Lo Chashinon. We're not choshesh that people are going to drop dead. We assume that people will live. That's the Chazaka is living. What the Rambam is saying is the following. You know, you have so many beautiful dreams. Get the momentum going today. Because sometimes a person, if they don't get momentum going, if they don't get consistency going, I sit down at the Su'udah, Shama Yichanek. I choke. I just choke. For some reason, I second guess myself. For some reason, at the end of the day, I don't feel I have the real strength. For some reason, again, there's this obstacle, there's this, there's all these different things that happen in life. So what do Chazal say? Don't leave it for after the Su'udah. Because the Su'udos of life have a way of derailing you. You know what I'm saying? There are people who say that they're foodies, like Lahavdil, like how foodies. I'm saying, a Jew can't be a foodie. You'll excuse me. Because if you're a foodie, then you're putting all of your kohos in the wrong direction. A Jew could be a mitzvah, a Jew could be a tori, a Jew could be a daf yomi, right? I'll say, sometimes in life we don't get the real traction we want because we're putting our kohos in all the wrong places. Because sometimes we begin with our dreams, but then we get sidetracked by the seudos. We get sidetracked, and again, I don't mean just gashmius. We just get sidetracked in all the wrong things in life. We get sidetracked by machlokes. We get sidetracked by this. We get sidetracked by this. We get sidetracked by a million different things. The Suda, according to the Rambam, is the paradigmatic distraction. And there are no shortages of distractions in life. I will say, at the end of the day, the reason why we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish is not because of the Yetzer Hara, and it's not because we're Bali Taiva, and it's not because we're not hard workers. It's none of that. Yes, we have Tivus, we have this, but we're hard workers, we're committed, we're all tzaddikim, we're all geonim, we're all wonderful. So why don't we accomplish? And the reason is because sometimes we sit down at this Su'udah and we forget to get back up. Or we don't get back up because I choke. I end up just sitting there at the table and I never get back up. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is, if you want success in life, there has to be consistency. If I want success in life, there has to be dedication. If I want success in life, there has to be commitment. And the concern is that if I sit down at the Su'udah, Shema Yichanik. So you can sit down at the Su'udah, you can enjoy the Su'udah, but make sure that when you sit down, you don't plant yourself too firmly. Because the place of the Jew is not at the table of the Su'udah. The place of the Jew is in the dynamic field of life accomplishment. So I will say, Halavai, we should be zochem, Yerz Hashem, to dream big dreams for this year. But just as important as dreaming those dreams is at the end of the day to make sure that we have the commitment and the resolve to make them happen. Let's not get sidetracked at the seudos of life. Let's not get sidetracked at the things that seek to take the train off the rails. The Rambam says, the fear is real. We start vidui today because I realize I can't even wait till Yom Kippur to get the right momentum. Why? Because there's a su'udah before Yom Kippur. And it's possible that su'udah could derail my momentum. So I'm going to start the momentum beforehand, hoping that that momentum will take me through, and ultimately, again, create the positive momentum for the entire Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. And the may we be zochem, Yerz Hashem, to dream big dreams. But may we be zochem, more importantly, to have the resolve, to have the commitment, and to have the strength to see them through.